Welcome, great patriotic friends, to September 20th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. It is I, your host, Joseph DeCristoforo, and on this show, I'll point out the greatness of America, and because I love my country, the injustices of our government. I assembled this podcast in the tool shed in my backyard in La Mesa, California, right next to San Diego, America's finest city. If you're looking to move to the area, or if you already live here but you have some questions about real estate, check out TeresaLovesRealEstate.com. As a full-service Encinitas and San Diego real estate professional, Teresa works with buyers, sellers, and investors in real estate transactions. So yeah, check it out, TeresaLovesRealEstate.com, and then give her a call. Area code 619-507-4906. And now let's begin the show as we normally do with the Pledge of Allegiance. Let's everybody stand up, face the flags if we have one, put our right hands over our hearts, and begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Very nice. And now moving on to today's headlines. Mullet is convicted for cutting off Amish beards. George Simpson invents the electric cooking range. Civil War news with the Battle of Chickamauga. An attempted hit on Al Capone by Bugsy Moran. The Pittsburgh Steelers play their first game. And the school principal for Lynyrd Skynyrd passes away. All right, so now let's do this. 2012. Mullet and his family are convicted and get 15 years. There have been a lot of religions that splinter into sections and fight their angry wars. The Sunnites and the Shiites, the Presbyterians and the Catholics, all very brutal and hard to watch. Finally, we get ones that's just hysterical. I'm not trying to pick on the Amish, but if you're Amish, you're not even supposed to be listening to me right now, or any other form of media for that matter. The Amish believe that once you get married, you stop shaving. And for a man, a beard and long hair has very important religious meaning. So, when Mullet went on his Amish rampage, men were losing their beards left and right. Can I just say that ZZ Top steered way clear of this guy? They attacked people who didn't accept Mullet's authoritarian rule. Mullet says he was just trying to help when, in fact, he was accused of running a cult. This can only happen in America. Look, rip off a priest's collar and see how far you can run with it before getting zapped by lightning. I tried it the other day. Believe me, I didn't get far. But just to put this story into perspective, folks, the average sentence for rape is 11 and a half years. And beards grow back. Just saying. 1889. George Simpson invents the electric range, and cooking has never been easier.
1863. Battle of Chickamauga ends. Union Major General William Rosecrans and the Army of Cumberland v. Confederate Army of Tennessee, commanded by General Braxton Bragg. The result? Confederate victory. Earlier that month, Rosecrans drove the Confederates out of Chattanooga, about 12 miles south in Georgia. Rosecrans brushed up with Bragg, who is now reinforced by James Longstreet. Bragg went on the offensive, and on the 18th, began fighting the Union Army, who was using state-of-the-art Spencer repeating rifles. George Thomas led the Union Corps, and on the 18th, were able to hold off Bragg's attacks. The second day found fighting in the forests near Lafayette Road. Rosecrans once again held off the Confederate attacks throughout the day, but on the 20th of September, Longstreet was able to reinforce Bragg's men, and Longstreet exploited a gap in the Union line, leading to a chaotic federal retreat. But Thomas stayed and continued to fight the rebels, holding Horseshoe Ridge under repeated Confederate attacks. This is how George Thomas got the nickname, the Rock of Chickamauga. Rosecrans and his men were able to retreat back to Chattanooga, and Bragg's neglected to use that opportunity to pursue Rosecrans. As a result, though Confederates had won this battle, Ulysses Grant would reinforce Rosecrans and take the region later on. The Battle at Chickamauga was the second bloodiest battle of the entire Civil War. The Battle of Gettysburg claimed 51,000 casualties, while Chickamauga claimed 34,000.
In 1926, Bugs Moran attempts to assassinate Al Capone in a drive-by shooting, but fails. But at least nobody lost a beard. 1933, the Pittsburgh Steelers, then the Pirates, played their first game and lost 32-2. And finally, 2010, Florida school teacher Leonard Skinner dies at a nursing home at age 77. And why was he important? Because when he was much younger, he had some bratty kids in his class named Ronnie Van Zant, Alan Collins, and Gary Rossington. Skinner was constantly hassling them for having long hair. Well, those kids would form a band mocking him called Leonard Skinnerd. Somehow, Skinner and Skinnerd eventually became friends, and Mr. Skinner introduced the band at a concert at the Jacksonville Memorial Coliseum. He still flunked them, though. But at least it didn't make them shave their beards.
And so that, my friends, is going to wrap it up for September 20th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Once again, I'm your host, Joseph DeCristoforo. Check out the website, joesdailyushistorylesson.com. Let me know what you thought about today's program. Civil War buffs, what's your take on the Battle of Chickamauga? Anything you care to add to that story? Non-Pittsburghans, are you a Steelers fan? And if so, why? Skinner fans, what's your favorite song besides Freebird? So yeah, let me know what you think. And check out some of the multiple choice quizzes while you're on the website. Good luck with those. And be sure to tune in to tomorrow's program. We'll talk about former President Zachary Taylor and First Lady Peggy, Monday Night Football, and Michael Jackson. So don't miss that. In the meantime, you can catch me on Facebook and Twitter. My Twitter handle is JDUSHL. So thanks for listening, everyone, and thanks for being great patriotic Americans. See you tomorrow. We'll see you then.